Welcome to the Sugya of Chazara. And basically the halachas are very simple. Just like Rashiya, the halachas is very simple. Basically, as long as either Moshel or Garf or Kotum, we have one setting, that's how you do the case of Shia. You get to the Sugya of Chazara, your wife asks you, Maiso, what to go do? How can I take the pot off a flame and return it? So basically you ask her, do you have a black Garf or Kotum? She says, yeah, number one. Number two, you ask her, is it hot? She says, yeah, fine. Number three, you ask for vertical charcoal, he says, yeah. So if you have those three, that's very simple. Pick it up, have the yodoy, die die lobster, have das, put it back. And with those five kolam, that's the kolam chazara. Atkan, they're a simple aspect of how to go do it practically. Now, to go through the sugyas, the exaitas, the different cases that come out over here. First, there are bikkur, really six different tanoim. Lenin likes calling it five, but bikkur, there are six in Shulchan Aruch. Up in the Seder of Shulchan Aruch, the first klal, Mechabes HaTov, the idea of Gar for Kotum. The Makor for that is the mission, the Aflav Bova Beis. According to Beis Shammai, the Maisa doesn't work. We pass Mechabes Hill, it works. That's a klal Aleph. The second klal, the Torah of the Mechab bring down the idea of being Rosachas. Has to be hot. Why that's so? We'll get to where the Makor for that is and the Nafkamino. That's the second klal. The third idea is Igmon, the Aflav Mechabes HaBeis, what they call it, Tanai Chazoro. The idea over there is, it cannot be in the karko, has to be in your hand. Now the way the Mechaber says over his loshes cannot be in the karko, the way the Mos says has to be in your hand. The fourth klal, also in the Aflam Mechaz, is the idea of Daita Lakser, only the Ramo brings it down and not the Mechaber. The fifth klal, the Ramo brings down, has to be Mevushim called Tzarkoi. Also have to get to where the Makar for that is. And the sixth klal, the Gemara in the Aflam Zayim brings down of Chelboi, a case Tovia has to be Dafka Al Gabo V'loi Toichoi. And then also the Mechaber itself brings down a very important klal. Hashem will leave that over for the next Chaburah. Now to get to the Yesod of Chazara, the Ilum likes claiming a base Chakira, is the Isser for you to do the act of Chazara, or the Isser to have the act of Chazara being done? Now to me they point out, let's say it happens by itself, a guy does it, a monkey does it, and therefore your pot is over here on Shabbos by itself. You have a chiv to remove it. So just like we have this Shiloh by Shehiyah, over there, the Chanesh says the Isser to have the Hula Shia there, not after you to go do it. You're also the Chanesh says the same Yesod. Over here, the Isser to have the Hula Shia Chazara over here, and therefore it was done even by itself, you have a Chiv to remove it. Going to get the Sugyam Chazara, the person who removes it and puts it back speaks out the Ramah, up here the Rambam. The Lochiz can even put it back to a different fire. Even take it off one Kiyor and then put on another Kiyor, you want to take it off your hot plate and put it on top of a black. Says the Rambam, even if the second place is more hotter than the first place, brings out the Mishmur for the Rambam, the Mais says no Isser, even though it's more hotter, still nichol together with Tanai Chazara. A Gamban Beis says, points out, to look at Ben Yeruchim. We pass him one cure to another cure, even though it's hotter, the Mais says it's water. They point out, the Gamban Beis Chazara is dafting the game and putting it back to place, that is Yad's lettuce boy, says Rambam, the end of the Beis. Let's say put it back in the place, we will not get Yad's lettuce boy. Does not have this klum, lemaisa tzmutter. Now, when it says not yad's lettuce boy, the words of the Mishnah Berurah is not that the fire is yad's lettuce boy, or the pot. The case over here is when the food will not get yad's lettuce boy, that means you put a pot in the area that will never get yad's lettuce boy, the food, says the Mishnah Berurah Chaznish, that will not have the klali chazara, because the idea of chazara means you have to place it can be cooked. The food cannot get cooked, won't have this chazara over here. One last point before we get to the kolam is that we're saying the chazara is when you take it off and you return it. What defines the idea of taking off? That means basically you have your cholent on your blech and you want to take some cholent and you want to pick it off the blech and you want to put it on the side, tilt it. It's still on the blech. And you want to take cholent from it, and let's put the sugya bagos to the side. When a person he takes the cholent and I want to put it back down, does he need the tnai chazara? Do you need the Tanai Chazara? That means it wasn't fully taken off. You picked it up, it's tilted, it's on the blech, it's on the Mokum Eish. Do you need the Tanai Chazara? So the Shemir Shabbos brings down in Parak Aleph in this footnote, Api the Chaznish, Lemaisa Tzmutter. Chazara means when he took off, then to put back, you need the Kolam. Here, Lemaisa was never taken off. Therefore, Hilchos Shabbos, Shabbos, Kavim Tzalochis, they might push it that way. They come to Lafuke, a certain Sefer. Kedaka, the Chodesh Shabbos, Shabbos, Lafuke, a certain Sefer, means the Archa Shabbos. The Archa Shabbos, the Maisi brings down that the Chodesh Shani says, true, the Chanesh said that, but the Sefer, Yom of the Maisi was Chazer. And this one can be asked you also in the economic besayf yom ol ma'isim v'chayzer. The idea of tilting it still on the blech, still the ma'is has the tzai chazara. Now most times, generally, you have practically the tzai chazara. Why are you tilting it? Because you plan to put it back, it's oidi b'yodoi, and the ma'is is still hot, fully cooked. But they say you still need the tzai chazara. Now, you see this, most of Shibai, the chanesh was chayzer. I give a hard time to be simple bottom sometimes. Ma'is, we're talking about the chazish over here. New is chayzer. So people less than that also have a right to be chayzer. So, yeah, the people less than that have a right to be chayzer. Now, so that's the second malach over here, that the idea of chazar applies even when you're tilting it to apid chaznish. Instead of shlishi or falk, when he says it's over, it really depends. He says, if it's still hot, as on the blech, how can you tell me this is not chazar for? The mice is still associated with the flame. Then he says, if it's still hot, you have a right to put it back. Otherwise you're leaving it to not chazar. At Sadra V, the way the Zelb and Truman Chalazdaldi says over, if it's a place that can get Yaz Lesboy, it's a high level of falk, then it's also nichol, they're not needed tonight chazara. That means this question of taking off the four ways of saying over, either always water or always ulcer, depends if the food is still hot, depends if it can get hot. You might say, what to go do? My father says, that's the harav. Now, linen tonight chazara, the first ball is the idea of barfuk katum, gufuk tumo. Again, that's before Shemishna, Beisil, Beisham, I repass like Beisil, Meister, gufuk tumo. What's his side? So we know by the sugya of Shehiyah, the sugya is Shemi Chato. That's big we go among the Rishonim. Negate the sugya of Chazara, Kamal the Ram, the Ritva, the Loshon is a new idea of Mechzik Mevashel. Namtzad, you might come to stoke the flame, it's fully cooked over here. What are you worried about? The sugya looks like you're doing an act of Bishel. And therefore, Mishmu and Tzepkot and Lama Zayin, when he brings it down, he says, the Ikki Yisoyim is on the sugya of Mechzik Mevashel. Like I may point out, the Sharet Tzion, it brings down the Sefer Yoshua the Beratam and says also by Chazara with Sasuk Yoshami Chato. And there's a Mishibuan Sivkon Ayin, and there's a Mishibuan Sivkon Ches, it brings out two different reasons over here. And there are those who say the Issa of Chazara Shami Chato. You read the Mogavam, Sivkon Chavor, the Taisu Shabbos, the Graz, and the Chanish says the Ikki Yisoyd is out Shami Chato. That means the point of the Chud is Machlikis, what is the lumpness behind the idea of Chazara? Why come to ask you it? That means Bashir, Emo Kamal agrees out Shami Chato. By Chazara, the Mishmur seems to understand the Ikki Yisoyd of Mechzik Mevashel. Mashenkin, the Chanish, and others understand the Ikki Yisoyd of the Sugya of Shemir Chato. Could be a basic nafkamino, is that we discussed last time when you have a blech, it's a person cover the knobs. And we came out, it's a mailer, it's preferable, it's proper to cover the knobs. What about the Gate Chazara? You want to do Chazara? First thing is, you tell your wife, Garfin Chato. She says, very good. Is there a mailer to cover the knobs? They point out, so the fact where the Makar is coming from makes enough Kamino. If it's Shemir Chato, you'll still have the Milo of covering the knobs. If it's Mechzik Mevashel, there's absolutely no reason to cover the knobs. No point over here. Covering the knobs only to help you inside the Sugar Shemir Chato. What about Fakert? Let's say a person that only covers the knobs, does it help inside the Sugar of Gufak Tumah by the Sugar of Chazara? That means you can build up four questions over here. That means the gate to covering the knobs by Shehiya, you point out machlokes among the achrayim. Numerous people want to be machlok, but covering the knobs does not work. Shlomo Zalman, or Moshe, is true about others. And with those hold it does work. A Baron Kollel holds it works. A Chaznish holds it works. The Ravaza holds it works. Covering the knobs, the Moshe works by Shehiya. What about with the sugya by Chazara? So if Ida said the Yisra Baron Kollel, Baron Kollel says even by Chazara covering the knobs work. Goes with Ida further, he says he doesn't understand. Bishlam, the sugya is Shemi Echato, covering the knobs work. But once the Mishnah says, as Mechzik Mevashel, why in the world should covering the knobs and mice work? The Ivu disagrees with his Rebbe and says, the mice are covering the knobs, you have to be machin the gerit of sugya of Chazara. Make it even a little bit more schwer, the Chanish, he holds the sugya of Chazara, Shemi Echato, and in Shuvun, he says to be making the knobs only by Shia, not by Chazara. Put them with a steer in the Chaznish, put them to the side. Mice that comes out, the Baron Kollel is saying, are you side over here? That even though that the sugya of Mechzik Mevashel, covering knobs will nicer work. Question number one, why is it so in a Baron is saying covering knobs work if the sugya is not Shemir Chato? Take a step further, a second question. Negate the idea of using a hot plate, a platter with one setting, the moinam by the sugya of Shia, the Mechzik Mevashel. A gam that doesn't say, like, look, let them seem to understand the Gezer Sugya of Shia is Shem Yechato. Here in the Maisa, it's one setting. Nothing do. You can't nothing to stoke over here. And therefore, by Plata, by Shia, the Maisa, no problem. Even not Maichel Ben Asai or Maichel Ben Asai called the Apollon, there's no problem. In the Gezer Sugya of Chazaro, when a person wants to put something back, by a hot plate, do you need a groove of tumor? Do you need a silver foil over there? Do you need a blech over there? Was enough to put it back straight on the hot plate. It itself is groove of tumor. So Kamlum Tematina says, if it's Shem Yechato, it's very good. What do you make by Shio? When they did my Chazor, it's Messi Kimumashu. It's a place of Maisa that can be good over here. So Maisa, we have to be mach, but not necessarily get a groove of tumor. Though Yitzchak has a chup about it, it says, less din, less dine, Kamlum to be matter. How can you matter it? Merci. Kantvierki says, how can you matter? Nechle Sugi of Merci, not Shem Yechato. Why should one setting help me to have a Sugi of a plate? Maisa, it says, less din, less dine. Who's coming to argue with? Maisa of Shlomo Zalman, and the Tzitzeliezer, and Dine Fisher, and Domin Zilber, and O Scheinberg, and the Shmir Shabbos, and if you want the English form, some Gobonim, and the Ribiat, and Rafal, they'll come along and say, a local Maisa, negate Chazara, a half plate of Maisa works. Question is, why? It's a place that can cook, and the Chuyish Chabad in the Sugyo Shia, where's Chazara? Mishlam Shia, Shemi Chat is not possible. By Chazara, why does it work? Says O Scheinberg, and says of Shlomo Zalman, why does it work? It's like Kashu Gvoho. Let's take a third question now. What's the lachan again? Kash Gvoho by the case of Shia? Over there, Maisa, Avada is no problem. No Shemi Chato. Kash Gvoho by Chazara, what's the lachan? Maisa, is it more to not? Come on, the first be a lachan Zip Beis. Says, according to the Rambam, that Kash Gvoho, we have no problem telling Sugil Chazara. They can get a groove of Ketumo. Maisa, why? It's boiling hot. The place has seen that they did cook once in a while. It's possible to cook there. You're putting your food inside, it's melting inside. And yet somehow it works out together of Gufa Ketumo. So the coming one was saying, the idea of a hot plate is like Kashi Gvoho. Let's get some hot plate. Mishlam here, Shemi Chato, there's nothing to stoke. I mean, when the fire is going, so there's no point to stoking. When the fire goes out, there's nothing to stoke over here. But the idea again, the message from Marshall by Chazaro, why in the world is the reason we make all, it's not a Kashi Gvoho. Why is that in the case of why does it work out of Gufa Ketumo? Take a fourth question. We're saying over here by a hot plate, and it was from Seover, from Zamu the Imre, that by hot plate is no concern of Chazaro, it has a clump of Guf of Ketumo. I mean, the other clump we might need, but Guf of Ketumo it has over here. Why? That means the idea of a hot plate takes here the concept of Masik Mavashal. Takes care of it. By Nesina L'Chadchila, that means again, everyone knows that three things is Shia, Chazaro, and Nesina L'Chadchila. Nesina L'Chadchila means a chop, is go over to your refrigerator, take out your pterichol, and you want to put it down on your hot plate. You want to put it down on top of your plato. But Maisa, does that work? Can you do that? No one here will come along and take their tentacle and put it on top of their hot plate. I'm sorry, on top of the blech. Let's put it this way. Hot plate might be a shiloh. No one will take it out to put it on top of their blech. You have a blech on top of an open fire. You have a blech there. Would anyone take their tentacle and put it on top of the blech? No one does that. Well, that's also no such thing over here. The Maisa, by the Sugyo Chazaro, a blech, takes care of Mexican Mavashal. This is Sinan Achilo, in Mitzvah Mexican Vashal. So let's think about it for a second. Als Chazaro, you want to take your Mexican Vashal, Guru Ketumo. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? Therefore, you want to put your, return your tentacle, Chazaro, no problem. There's a blech that takes care of it. Mashenkin, you want to take out the refrigerator and put it on top of your blech over here? Mexican Vashal! How can you do that on Shabbos? The Mexican Vashal. So how in the world does a blech take care of Mechzik Mavashal? Does not take care of Mechzik Mavashal. That means there seems to be an in-between level over here of what that definition of how to apply the idea of Mechzik Mavashal. Let me just point out, again, we have four questions. How in the world does a knob help over here, by Chazaro, I'm Mechzik? How in the world does a hot plate help, I'm Mechzik? How in the world does Kash Gvoho help, by Chazaro, I'm Mechzik? And forget it, how in the world is the Chilbeti Chazaro and the Sugya of the Sinat Chilo are both working inside the Sugya of Mechzik? Four basic questions over here. So the Sefer Amorchai in Siman Zayin, not sure anyone knows who that is, but in the Sefer of Amorchai Siman Zayin, the Skomo to the Sefer is Rav Neuwirth, Shmir Shabbos Chosayin. And he writes, how you answer this question to defend the Shmir Shabbos is Kuroi. What you said to answer me, to answer these questions is a correct answer, and therefore, this is Mahalik of the Shmir Shabbos. Just take the Sefer in the Sinai Adhila verse Chazoro, or putting it on top of a blech over here. L'chor, the Avonah, the only thing to say, oh, very simple, is that we do a case of Chazara, not just there's that in of the blech here, Mitzvah Sugya of Chazara. There's also Oedib Yodai, also Daita Lachzor, also Stel Hat, also it's Sugya of Mavuchkot Tzarkai, as all the klam and the whole pool over here is, that the truth is a merci. But the hecka of a black is enough to take you of a merci. I mean, you have to say merci a little bit quieter. Masha Enke, you want to take out the fridge? It's a merci. There are two different types of merci's over here. There's a merci where you take the whole entire sugya into account, together with the fact that it's still hot over here. In fact, you're putting it back over the whole time you're putting it back. That's fine. The heck over here of a blech takes care of it. Masha Enke, taking out the refrigerator. There's nothing here at all. That's a merci from a marshal. That's the first, a simple avono, that even though the blech, how's it helping? It helps enough when you take the whole situation into account. That's enough. The heck is enough inside the merci of Chazara. I got to sign off inside the studio of the idea of the Nesil Rathchila. Therefore, the Shein Chor the same thing. Once you need to just have a quasi-merci to be taken care of, you don't need to really take care of a full merci. Just like a blech belt inside the Sugya of Chazara. Also, by case of Kashi Gvava, it's not the standard place of cooking. Everyone knows you use coals, you use wood, something that's always there is heat. Kashi Gvava, you can cook there. So that is enough of a heck that's not the standard place, not the best thing, together with the whole tight cereal that's still hot and fully cooked, and it looks like you're putting it back over here. But that Indian, that's enough to take care of it. A quasi is enough. Once you get by Kashik Vova, which again is a Bialok from the Rambam, sending the gates to Sugar Maplato. Same aside. That's enough. You can't cook on it. Everyone knows you can't cook on a plato. That's really not the standard way, not the normal way. It's like Kashik Vova over here. A heck of a nice work. That's enough. And the Khorban took that you saw it to covering the knobs. As long as we have an idea of a hecker to take care of the tzura of cooking over here, who that works over here? That means it's true, this idea of merci, but the merci, if you take the whole time massive in account, that's enough with that came over here, whether it's Kashik Vavo, or the Hoplite, or the Knob, to take care of the tzura of merci. So that answers Adi's question, what you heard last time, how to answer the tzura of why it takes care of merci by the tzura of Chazara, not by Nesil Rathchila. Now, saying over here, the first klal, you need the idea of Gufo Ketumo. Come up with one Shabbos, Aflam Ches, and it brings down Afilu B'Shabbos. What the words Afilu B'Shabbos means? So the words Rashi means, even if you take it off during the day, you're sealing it the night before and you're putting it back. Come up with Tosfos and says, it means even during the day, the words of Gemara, so it's been Afilu B'Yayim. Therefore, you come along to argue with Rashi, the lady points out that that's the case, it means night and day. The case the Mishnah says, Lo'itin Ashi Yigroif, I mean, actually, you can do an act of Gufa Ketuma on Shabbos. The Ibn Kamal Taitan says the Ikeh Machlekes is the gate of Chazara on Erev Shabbos. And even on Shabbos is also the Machlekes. That means Psham, the Sig Machlekes, Rashi Taitan. Rashi understands the idea over here is Dafka on Shabbos, either at night or during the day. Masha Enkin, Dvi, and the Rebbein Tam, and the Sefer Chumo, and the Smag, and the Smak, and the Rosh, they all said two Machlekes. Machlekes applies nothing more than Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. That means Machlekes Beisil and Shammai. Will am I coming to say Pasuk Beisil? We need that Tnei Chazar on Erev Shabbos in the case of Shabbos. That's the Ma'aseh of the Torah Paskins. Like Rashi, Kamal the Beisil, he points out. You read the Rambam. The Rambam says when's the Tnei Chazar? When's Guva Ketuma? Only B'Shabbos. The Rambam brings down Tosfos and disagrees. Says only B'Shabbos. That means we have the Rambam and the Rambam like Rashi. Rav Hashem saying, no, there's also Tnei Chazara of Gufa Ketuma even on Erev Shabbos. Aluch L'maisel, the Mechaber does not bring down the Sugya of Chazara on Erev Shabbos, only in case of Shabbos. He's Mekel, Agam S.Y., Machloik is Rambam, verse the Rosh, 1 verse 1. Don't have any shidu with the Rift over here holds. Maisel, maybe some double the Kul over here. Maisel, the Mechaber is Mekel. Come on, there are more. The Mechaber says, the Minigs he Mekel. However, the loch is toim lahachmer im ein sir kolkach. That means l'chil avad a person should be machmer negei the chazor on Erev Shabbos. If so, negei asili the bnei Ashkenaz. The question is, prechli negei to us, was me the klom of the chazor on Erev Shabbos? So first, come on the Shulchan Aruch, it says, a case over here that when you take it off on Erev Shabbos, you put it back, you can't get the getter of Yisri Chosoi, that the maise is mutter even on Erev Shabbos. What's the getter of Yisri Chosoi? The ghetto here says the poskim is yatz ledesvoy. What does that mean practically? That means the person takes his soup off the flame 20 minutes before Shabbos. And he puts it back 20 minutes beforehand. The loch is, if the soup was cold and can get yatz ledesvoy before Shabbos, The mice that's mutter would not have its night chazara, this chum over here. The mice, let's say, did 10 minutes before Shabbos, and you put it back, it will not get to Yas at this point. Then loch is, we'll have the tonight chazar, you need a case of grufa ketumo, according to schum over here. That means when you take it off, whether the soup is hot or not hot, does not make a difference. The soup can be hot, but if the soup would have been cold, look at the matzah, if it would have been cold, in a situation you put it back, could have gotten Yas at this point. If it could, we'll not have this chumro. If it can't, we'll have this chumro.
What's cold?
Temperature. Look at room temperature, well, from room temperature all the way to the gather of the Yas Lattice Boy. What's the Yas Lattice Boy? 110 to 160, each one after their own. What the shear is. Now it says over here, what's his man? Ramah says the gather over here is either by when Shabbos enters, some of the Hashaycha, or when a person in Kabbal Shabbos, which is even before that. That means those days in Kabbal Shabbos earlier. The Maisa, the Mavucha, do we go with this Chum over here, even Kabbal Shabbos, which was early over here, those who want to bring it down, the El Rabba, the Maisa, the Mishmur, ends off the Magavram. Not to be machmer, only by the case of chashecha to be machmer, not kabbal Shabbos. The swarm more seem to go this way. The get is you look at shkia. You get a shkia, not when you have a kabbal Shabbos over here. Now comes out again. We know we have basically what they call five tnei chazara. Shkia, whatever shkia, shkia rishon, shkia shniyah. I didn't say what shkia. No. I didn't kabbal Shabbos by shkia. You can't. It's banish moshes. That's poshut. I didn't say which shkia. It's a shkia. Two different ones. Now, we know that again that five basic club Ilum says over by the Sugya of Chazara. Which five the mice apply in the Gate of Sugya of Erev Shabbos? That means Rufa Tumo that Avadi need. The case of Resachas, it won't even help. But we don't look again at Resachas. What about the idea of Mavushko Tsarkai, the idea of Daita Lazar, and the idea of Oida Biyodai, the other three over here? So first, to get the Sugya Mavush called Tzarkai, come on the rush the tour, they want to say, forget it's a cool over here. If you said over here is that you might come to do it from Erev Shabbos and do it on Shabbos, since on Shabbos is the only way to put it back, only Mavush called Tzarkai, therefore the whole exam of Erev Shabbos is only Mavush called Tzarkai. Therefore, come out, it's not Mavush called Tzarkai and Erev Shabbos, the Maisi, you can put it back. So come out, says the tour of the rush, a cool over here. And therefore, Mavush on the Shabbos, place of Shabbos, they come along, they pass away. Shlom Zalman says, that's a loch of Maisa. Atzal HaSheni. The Bialoch of Exam, the Shabum Exam, the those who disagree. The Sevat Shumo, the Smag, the Bach. They come along, they say, Af Mitzal HaSugah of Loi Plug, says the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore the Magavram, and that's the Chodesh Sheni, the Maisa Paskins, not the Mechalek, will still have this Tanai Chazar over here. So there's a question, the idea of what's called Tzarkoi, is it come out, is there a Kula or not? So there won't be a Chumro. But the Maisa, is there a Kula that you might not have over here? The get that Tnai Chazara, that means Daita Lazar, and the idea of Eid B'Yodoy, the Maisa come along the Mishmur, it's Machlokes, but he brings out Tais Shabbos and the Goyin Api the Rosh, where exactly the Rosh is a Meruch among the Achronim. The Maisa the Loch is, do not need Shai Tnai Chazara. Now, come there are those discreet, Ben Artero, the Shabbos, they say, do you need the Tnai Chazara? The Maisa's phone goes like Mishmur, he the Maisa's Mekel. So it comes out of Erev Shabbos, when you need the Tnai Chazara, that means you take it off the soup 10 minutes before and do not get the case of Resachas, which one of the tnaim do you need? Then you only need one tnaim. Guf of Tumo. Then Resachas, Maisa, does not make a difference. The idea of Levushkot Tzarkai might be a case of a kula over here. The idea of Daiti Lachsu, Idi Biyadim, Mishmusa, they don't hold off. So we're saying, with Machmen Er Shabbos, the Loch Negei Sikim Chazoro, what are we Machmen for? Guf of Tumo, that's a Toyim Lachmen, not Mokhmen Tzarkai. That's the Chumro over here. Now, in this chumrah that we take on, so what do we go do? We have a blech. Let's say you have no option of having a blech. Is there any eitzes around what to go do? Come along from the Zalman, and he says, what is the problem over here? Putting it back. You have the soup. Now, a person knows you put the soup back on a high flame, it'll come for a night by the meal, an hour later, come back to davening, the soup will bubble out. Burn out, you don't want that way. You want it on a low flame. He says, very simple. Put it on a high flame, put it back, and 10 seconds later, lower it. Because you did a kula of chazara right now. We did chazara, it was able to get to this shir of a sikhasai. It could get to Yas last point. So the kula of chazara, the Maisi did. And the Chodim point out, whether you go with the chanush or not, that the Issa of chazara is having the kula of chazara or not, that's the only negate to Shabbos. Negate to Erev Shabbos, he said over here, doing the act of chazara. When you did the act of chazara, it could get to Yas last point. Instead of Shabbos Zalman, says of Yashu, Shadachodashani, very simple, put on high. then a minute later, lower it. And I'll take care of this minor, the Mishnah, the Ramaz Chumrah of Toyd La'Achmar, of taking care of the Chazar Erev Shabbos. You won't need any more Gruva Ketumah. Taking even a step further, they bring down that Chantilevki says the Chaznish, that this idea that saying to put on high, make it even better. Leave it on low. But since you could have put it on high, that's enough also. I mean, the whole entire Chumrah we're discussing is only a situation where there is no way of putting it on high. If you could have put it on high, so it could have gotten the pile on the case of Yas Lesboy, Agam, you did not even make it that situation. Still, the Chandish Lemaisa wants to be Mekel. That, the Pshalom Zal, the Yashim Chandishani, that they disagree. They point out, Maisa, if you put it back and it can't get Yas Lesboy, the pile, fine, then you can lower it. You'll say he wants to argue both mouths, he wants to be Mekel, he wants to be Machmomir. Maisa, the Swam, we can go, and then in the Toyim Lahach, whether you cannot do Gruf of Duma, put it on the high for 10 seconds, then lower the mice won't be a problem. You won't need the case of Gruva Ketumah.
What
about the sleep in the Chatzchim? The Erev Shabbos is
causing right
now. I said we don't need it. I said, no, those won't make us like plug. Like you say. It depends if you, in one moment, it's Zman. No. That's about in the case where the Zman cannot get to be Shechel Tzai. Before Shabbos. You cannot get the point. On Shabbos or Shabbos? I'm going with the Mishnah Berurah.
But crackpot, you don't have this, right?
You do.
You want to put it in all the time. And
right, the crackpot you put on high. Usually people for Shabbos put on low for crackpot. But high in 20 minutes will not get things yet to last point. You won't have this answer, correct. You left Machmas Sarah.
Otherwise, you could put in the food in all the time.
No, that's
the,
you, maybe then you have to do that. And then what?
No, and then put it back. Make it hot.
No, that it has to be this makom called the chaznish. Can't be just a different makom. Although he's not with all the halacha. But the second klal is the idea of resachas. Now the question is, where exactly is it coming from? That means you look at the Ritva of the sugya. He says the sugya really of Bishul, sugya of Shimon Shnichas, and read the Loshna Beis Yosef. It's on the sugya of Kibishul, and therefore the Taz and Mogavram and the Mishpura they put on the sugya of Bishul. The Gam, there's a Bach, and the Eilish. Because now called this way, the Eilish Shabbos, it's not Sugya Nesil Achilo, but it gets the Sugya of Bishul. Now, if the Sugya over here means that idea of Bishul, so they'll come out being Nafkaminas over here. First, what is the Gedda of Hasbi Resachas? What's the Shia over here? So, the Loch is, first, the word Resachas in the Mechaber, Kamung the Mishvua, Mogavram, Resachas over here means Yad Slatisway. The Gedda means it has to get to 110, 160, you have to be getting Yad Sladis Boy. Again, Mogavram says, to look at the Shabbos. Building upon that, once again, we have means Yad Sladis Boy. Come to Mogavram Mishnah Berurah and say, Ayin Aloch and Simish Nirches and Sif Tres Vav. Over there, we have Machlok is Negev to Sugar of Bish Lach and Bishel, by that Sugar of Lach. That means by Yovish, you cook something, you cook it afterwards, in Bish Lach and Bishel. Negev to Lach, you cook up wood before Shabbos, then it cools down again, is in Issa Bish Lach and Bishel. The Maisa, the Kamu Vemor, and the Bnei Ashkenaz Achush Lachumro, that the Loch is a person cannot do an act of Bishlach HaBishul unless a situation is not in a standing Lagamri. As long as it's still warm, Maisa can put it back. Once you have that Yisoid, that this idea is Mitzvah Sugya Bishul, and the Sugya Bishul is Yaz Lettuce Boy, the way of the Bnei Ashkenaz the Maisa Paskin, they Paskin the Ger to liquid, the Ger over here as long as it's warm. They have a couple of Mishwa among Avram and the grass and others say the loch over here is not Yad Sladis Boy. The loch over here, as long as it's a case of not lacked and standing in the gummy, as long as it's warm, we'll still have the Milo of putting it back. That means your wife Isker, you put it back. Isker, is it warm? Now, there are those who, again, who disagree the Bach, the Shabbos, the El Rabo, but if this one go like the Mishwa, the loch is as long as it's warm, the mice they can't put it back. But again, this Sugya is not really our Sugya of Chazara, then it's not like the Bach, so you're Bishul. What's the Loch Negev to Bishul? As long as it's warm, we have no problem putting things back. If so, let's take it even a step further now. We're discussing a case of a Tashul as liquid. Talking about something that's mine, water. But Yovish. Something that's completely dry, you have a potato kugel that you're holding in your hand, Daita Lasso, it's cold. You stood there for an hour holding it, trying to put it back, and now it's cold. Does it need the Klal of Versachas? That means the question really is that we're saying over here that what is the sugya? Is this a chazara sugya? Is it Reshna Gimel or the bishul sugya? Simchon Yudches. That means the svar here is to say what's the bishul sugya? a bishul acha bishul, and even it's cold, the maisi can't put it back. However, there is a magavram on Sif Hei, magavram on Sif Kotin Lamavav. He says it's nichel the klum of tnai chazara. A gam is kamdus of your bishul, but Chazal gave it the tnai chazara, and therefore even by yavish, the stalin will still be machmir, cannot put it back. The grass went this way, and Moshe Chuba the Ism had a pasuk, and he said, the maisi be pasuk on this magavram. I said Hashani, the Chanush says, what right, where's the Makor in our Sugya? We see anywhere there's a Tznai Chazor or a Sachas. The whole Makor Shaboy is a Sugya Bishol. Who can send it to Tznai Chazor? It's not a Sugya Kirill, not the Rishonim. Where the Makarabam get it from? They even want to say, no, it's a Sugya of Bishol. And then if you want to put it back, so it'll be Ashton, no problem. Says the Vadi Das or Chushabis, they go in Chabis, so Maisha will put it back, Yavish and Stanley Maisha is Mutter. Maisa the Mishnah Berurah by us in Sukkot Samaches, he brings you the Magavram on Sifrei on Sukkot Lamavav. Says over there, says what to be machmer that Resachas has a Tznai Chazara and even Yavish is standing to be machmer. You look over there in Sifrei, over there in the Bialoch, he says that's true. I bring down the Magavram. However, it's Machlokes Magavram versus the Goyin. Magavram puts on the Tznai Chazara, the Goyin puts on the Sugya of Bishul, and when the Goyin will come out, there'll be no chumah of Yavish than standing on the sugya of Chazar over here. And therefore, it sounds like the Bialoch Lamaisa wants to be Mekel on Sifrei. Look at the Mishavua and Simen Shin Ches and the Sharatzian. Lamaisa there is soft to be Machmer. So the question, what do you go do when you have a Mishavua over here that's soft to be Machmer Sif Gimel? He's soft to be Machmer Simen Shin Ches. Yet in Sifrei, where the Mekor is, Vicky seem to be Mekel. So Sharmik says over, the Makor is Sifrei. So it can come to Mekel the Mishnah Berurah. That's the cloud of the Mishnah Berurah, but the Makor is. Well, let's say that's very nice, that's the Makor, but there he has a Machlokes. And two other times he sells them to be Machmer. They have the Das the Mishnah Berurah, to be Machmer. So it's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah came out in this Meruch over here, that even though it comes to the Sugya of Bishul to have the Tznai Chazara, the Mishnah Berurah took it to be Mekel and they gave the Sugya of Lach as long as it's warm to be Mekel. That means he took it halfway. But the get was the style of Gamri that it came along to be Machmer, Lachur, like the Magavram, he starts from here to be Machmer.
Shir Kham begins to be the same Shir as the Dutch and Sazan Bayt.
Well, like.
Like
that? Nah, probably, yeah. Well, like. The next two columns, the third and fourth Kal, the Gemara Dacham Ches and Beis, is what again, they call it the Tznai Chazara. We have the idea over here has to be Oidu B'Yodai, V'Dai Talatzer. Now, before we get to what these words mean, the question is, when are the Tznai Chazara? When is it referring to? That means Kamlung, the Ramban, and the Ran, Api, the Yishami, they want to say that Tznai Chazara is only a situation that we removed it on Erev Shabbos, and you put it back on Shabbos. However, we removed it on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos. There's no Hefzik over here, you're putting it back on Shabbos. That they want time do not need this Tznai Chazara. These two tonight, the doctor removing an error Shabbos, putting it back on Shabbos. I tell you, any points on the basis of who disagrees? The Rambam. He says, Tznai Chazara on B'Shabbos. The words in the Torah is B'Shabbos. That means you have Machlokes first among the Rishonim. When is these two tonight over here? Is Dafka removing an error Shabbos, putting it back on Shabbos, or even removing it on Shabbos, putting it back on Shabbos? Now, again, we have to understand this Yishami. Which of these six Tnoim Cholam are we saying apply only to Erev Shabbos and not to Shabbos? That means when will have a Heter according to the Ran on Shabbos? Here we have six Tnoim. We have Guru Ktuma, we have Resachas, we have Dai Talakza, Ida B'Yodai, the case of Mushkot Tzarkri, and Agav Loi Teichai. Which of these six are having the Kulas over here? So let's go to each one. First one is Guru Ktuma. Do we need Guru Ktuma according to the Ran when you remove it on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, everyone agrees you do need it. That's the Mitzvah Taz away, grass, people got him, everyone needs it. Agam, look at the Tashbats. He says, bring down the Kalifel as Mekel on Shabbos, Hanachlem Yisrael, Apidus Malach. The Forsha Rishon says, you have a head to groove you do, is only on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Oid, the Archa Shulchan passes this way. He says, groove Tumor, why is Kalifel being Mekel? Because groove Tumor only applies the Chumanach, the Man, Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. On Shabbos, you don't need it over here. Why they point out, look, read the Beisayisim slowly, it sounds like he agrees to this Yisoid. He says, who argues with this Ramban, this Yishami? He says, who argues? said before, and I just said, Tosfos the Rosh says the sugya of Erev Shabbos. Is it the sugya of Chazara, even with Shabbos? They're coming to be machmir the sugya on Erev Shabbos, Tosfos the Rosh. They argue the Ran and Ramban, which says the sugya is only in Erev Shabbos. Now, think about it for a second. What's the Rosh and Tosfos and Ime discussing? The sugya of which Tanai? Grufa Ketuma. What's the Tanai of the Ramban and the Ran discussing? Daiti Lazloi and Oida Biyadoi. They're comparing apples to oranges. How will the Beis Yosef come along and saying one's arguing with another, one's discussing the sugya of Grufa Ketuma, and one discussing the sugya of the idea of Tanai Chazor over here? So it sounds like the Beis Yosef, he understands the Ramban and the Ran saying even a Grufa Ketuma. And they will not have the chumra on Shabbos like the Aruch HaShulchan. Sounds that way. However, Maestas from Gomor like the Mishnah Berurah, he said that Lekulei Alma, Grufa Ketuma, Avadi in Shabbos, even according to the Ran. So come down again, the Grufa Ketuma on the Maestas, let's go with the Mishnah Berurah, he comes up to be Machmer, even on Shabbos, even according to the Ran. Negate the Sugya of Versachas, really can start clearing, where's it coming from? It's on the Sugya of Bishul, you need it on Shabbos. It's on the Sugya of Tznai Chazara, maybe you won't need it on Shabbos. Depends again, where's it coming from? Who she does it? They didn't the nectar clum die to last of Oid Biyod Avadi you don't need. The idea of Vushkot Sarkoi Avad Vachas you do need. That's partial, all the way by Mishlom Shabbos. Negate the Sugya of Al Gabo Nana Toichoi. That Mishmu himself brings down Machlikis Ramor and the Beis Yosef Shat in the Ra. Ramor Mai says Mekel, Beis Yosef wants to be Machlik. That means of the six Tanai Chazaro can be Mekel on Shabbos to yet to know to maybe. Two that you can be mekel is Oita Biyoda with Dr. Lazar. The two you cannot be mekel on the Mishnah Berurah is Grufa Ketuma and Mavushkot Tzarkoi. And two maybe can be mekel, the Sugya of Resicha and the idea of Not Toichoi. That was mekel in case of not being
Betoichoi. Can you combine the remark to be mekel also
Shemite
because of.
Ari says no. He gave you a face. So, Maisa, coming out again, this idea the Ran. The loch is comes out, what's he being makel in? Certainly are two of them. Two maybe and two certainly not. Now, let's do for a carrot. Let's say a person takes it off on Erev Shabbos and wants to put it back on Shabbos, not like the Ran. Again, most we shouldn't understand the Sugya of Tanai Chazara is from Shabbos to Shabbos. Take it off on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos. Let's say someone take it off on Erev Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos, would they argue with the Ran and say it doesn't even work? This Lavush and the Chazanish said the Maisa doesn't work. It does not even work. Dan Fisher goes this way. Maisa, the reason the Shai Tzin, it's called Mem Dalit, it's called the Graz, people go to Maisa says it does work. That means don't take that. Yeah, let's get take it off before Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos. Does it work with Daita Lazai and Oida Biyadai? Even you have the Tanoim. Maybe since it's two different Zmanim, it doesn't even work. Maisa, the Shai Tzin says it does work. There's no Chilik, not the Mechalik. Now, local Maisa, what to do with this man, this Yerushalmi. So, if you want, the Ramo writes three times Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, and Sif Ein. A different klala, but the question could you put it back on Shabbos? Put it back on Shabbos. Take off Erev Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos. Now, local Meister, take on the Ram. Again, the Ramo writes Sif Beis, and Sif Gimel, and Sif Ein. One time Noigim Lachal, one time Shinoigim Lachal, one time Shinogul Lachal, three different times, Mini Klaisel to be Mekel with this Ran over here. That means the Gerta on Shabbos Kamal Akula would not need Daita Lazar, not need Oida Biyadoi. The Rosh Hashulchan, Pima Godim, the Meisim, they say, Dan Fisher, the Meisim say that's Mini Klaisel. Dan Fisher, they ask numerous times what defines Oida Biyadoi, Daita Lazar, on the counter, this, that. He says, what do you mean? Mini Klaisel to Mekel, who cares? What do you have to tell me? Well, what's the case over here? What's the floor today? What's the counter today? What's the refrigerator? We're not to make over here. That's not hung over here. The Meister Mos says true not to make but again he writes the base of a toiv lahachmer. The correct thing is be machmer. The Gemara's Aruch Shulchan toiv lahachmer. Now there is always a shadow that says toiv lahachmer. Why to be machmer? Is there more big holding its mutter? Except there are yichinim out there. Let's be machmer. But no toiv lahachmer because are those who are machmer. Numis paiskim, and that's the correct hung over here. So on the halacha toiv lahachmer says the Mishnah why? Happy place to mechol kamal around. Not stam it's a milish voice. Big Sal of Yashim, not stam it's a milo. They're going to point out, most Poskim won't disagree with the Ran over here. Therefore, the Anhog is be machmer. Be not machmer, find me class to mekel. But the correct thing is the Maisa to be machmer. Now, halacha to apply these cases. So first, we have to go through the sugya over here. Comes out, Gemara has a case over here, oida biyotoy, v'dak talachor. In the sugya of Me'ikah, there are three shitas. There's Rav Tudoy. He says, as long as it's oida biyotoy, that's enough. You do not need dak talachor. That's one shita. The second shita is Chizkiyo, in the name of Abaya, the Lishna Kamo. They need two things. You know, oida biyotoy, v'dak talachor. And the next sheet of Chizkiyah B'Shmei Abaya, Lishna Basra, is needed one or the other. Oida biyodoy or Daita Lachzor. That means, make it simple, in the sugya, there are three sheetahs. Is a sheetah only Oida biyodoy? Or you need both, Oida biyodoy or Daita Lachzor? Or you need one or the other? Oida biyodoy or Daita Lachzor? Those are the ikkah of the three sheetahs, as the Beis Yosef explains. Aloha Beis Yosef points out, the three malachim among the Mishraim had a paskin. The Rambam and the Balamora, they paskin Rav Tudoy straight. As long as it's biyodoy, the maisha, that's enough. We do not need, as long as it's not bekarka, that's enough. We do not need daita lachzor. That's the Rambam. After the Sheni, Rav Yishon said to be paskin in the Lishna, Kamo, of Chizkiyah B'Shmei Abaya, you need both. You need daita lachzor, and you need oida biyodoy. That's Rav Haigoy, who the Rashba, that's Rav Ben Chananu, that's the Riff over here, that's the Rashba, the Ran, the Ben Yeruchim, and others. The Ran says, why be machmir so far? Because the idea of Bishul Zeraisa, Chmiru. Atzel HaShlishi, the Beis Yosef points out that the Sefer Truma says, no, like the last Lashon, Lishna Basra, that one or the other, either Daita Lazar or Oida Biyodoy, the Maisa Tznof. The Bialocha says, Beis Yosef says it's only a Das Yochid. The Maisa points out, not that simple is a Das Yochid. It's a Shita L'Ram, B'Shem L'Ro'ah. It's a Shita Geborim, B'Shem L'Riyaz. It's the Meiri, points out Lechor Tosfos. It sounds like it's a mini Klai Yisrael that way. The way to look around, it's a Pesukei Rid, it's a Ritva over here. And the Arvi Shem will pass in Farkaret, one or the other. Fine, that's Machlokes among the Shem, how to go pass in these three Shitas. Is it the Rambam, only Oida Biyodoy, not the Karko, or is it Alochi, need both, where you showing him, or Harvi Shem said, Maisa, one or the other. Lecha Maisa, you read the Mechaber very clear, he only brings down Rav Tudoy, as long as not the Karko is enough. That means by Bnei Svarad, there's no five klum of Chazara. There's four klum of Chazara. That means that Bnei Svarad, the wife asks the husband, what to go do? The only thing you have to tell her, don't put on the karko. You don't need a klal of Daita Lachzor. Tzad HaSheni, you read Ramah, he's very clear. He says you need two things. It has to be Oida Biyodoy and Daita Lachzor. You pass on like the Lishna Kama of Abaya. You need both things over here. You need two things. That means for Bnei Ashkenaz, the five klum. You have to have all five things. Daita Lachzor and Oida Biyodoy, one to five. If so, we have to go through each one of these klal over here. That means the third klal is halacha not to put it on the karka, have it in the hand. Now, first, what's the lamdas you say over here? What's the problem of putting it upon the karka? What's a baya? So, words of the Rishonim, the Balmor, the Rashba, the Ran, is nechle geta in the sinu l'chatchilo. You put it on the ground, it's halacha of tefei, sinu l'chatchilo, a karka can still be half, put it on the ground, stops the hemshech what was beforehand. Therefore, the words of Meshavu is to call them hey, to call them Samach Dalad, says the baya is nechle geta in the sinu l'chatchilo with its klal. Now the question here is, we're saying two lashonos over here, the idea of karko, the idea of biyodoy. Come to more further and says, I'll ask you more or of Yemio. What's the loch of fluya bamakal? What's the loch when you put on a case of a sashul, a case of a mito? Put it on this bench over here, put it on the bed over here, what's the loch? You might end off taiku. It sounds like there are better, the Achronim explain three different levels over here. But a person, when he has it in his hand, it's showing he's planning to put it back. That's the side of your hand. On the karko, it's showing they plan to leave it there. Putting it on a makul or mita safstol, it's more of a no man's land. Sometimes you put it back, sometimes you might leave it there. So it comes out, there are three levels over here. You hear, you plan to put it back, it's clear. I can't stand it the whole time, putting it back. Karko, that's where I leave it. In between, that's Gemara's taiku. Halacha l'maaseh, what are you going to do in the case of in between over here, the case of a safstol, the case of this makul? So there are those who are makul, Rambam, the same about Shumah, the Ron, the Ritva, the Kamal will say it's a void to Ifsta, the Kal void to Ifsta, Sveikul Kula. Atzad HaSheni, the Beit HaChananu, the Rosh, the Torah, the Kamal Pi Machmer. Either Mitzad they hold the signal of Teiku, the Meister person should be Machmer. Or Mitzad, the Svar of the Ran, that anything is Nichle Geta of a Chumra of being Mavash on Shabbos, coming to be Machmer over here. Fine, Machlok is among the Shreinim, let it pass in the case of the Teiku. The Luch Lamaister, they point out that the Ramah took a different Lashon than the Mechaber. The Mechaber says The loch is lachatchila, a person should make sure not to put upon the karko. What's not the karko, the maisi can be mekel. That means for Sfardi, the loch is don't put it on the ground. Ashkenazi, Kamon Garmon, says, what are you to be yodo? You have to be in your hand. That means the gate to the question, what's the loch in the gate to makel? Machaba says lachatchila, just don't put it on the ground. On the bench, the maisi is mutter. The Mokamun says, no, have it be yodo, and the maisi on the bench do not go do that way. Now the question is, that's the Chatchilo. What about B'mokam HaTzarech? What are you going to do over here? So there's a Kiveger, and the B'alocha brings down that the gate of B'mokam HaTzarech, you can make a tziruf over here. Because you have to realize, there's Rav Chodoi, there's Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. The Chatchilo with Machmer, according to the Bnei Ashkenaz, like the Lishna Kama and also Oyd B'yodai. That means you need Oyd B'yodai, Daita Lagzer, and it has to be also, it has to be in your hand, not the case of Makal. But let's see, you have a case over here that's Daita Lazar, but it's on the karko. Can we make him a stomach on the last sheet over here of Lishna Basra? Say, Makam Mazarek, let's be Makal. It's kind of what Shimon says on the karko, Lamaisan's against the Machaber. Since the Shayat Sin, it's called Nun, the Bialoch Mekas doesn't want to be Makal over here, says it's on the, they only have one, only Daita Lazar, and not the karko going against Raptadoi, going against Lishna Kam, you only have Lishna Basra, Hagam there, Shemu or Makal, not to be stomach Lahokal. But let's say he says in case we have Daita Lazar. And it's not Udi B'yoda, it's Besafsul. Besafsul? Now I have the Rambam. Now I have the Mechaber. And then that situation, Makam HaTzarech, it can be Mekel. That means Kamalun is saying that on the situation when I have Daita Lazar, that means one way to care of, Karka is still to be Machmer. Not go like Lishna Basar. Why? Because I don't have the Mechaber, I don't have the Rambam. When I have Sashla, the Mechab and the Rabbah, Mok Matzerf, it can be Mekel.
Why?
Oh, so the Kamlum the Bialocho, and the Kamlum the Chadnish, and he wants to take a step further, seems to argue on the Mishnah Berurah, and says, even the Chadchilo, that Mok Matzerf, I have the Ran Shito. Shmuel did not seem to go this way. He knew the Ran, the Gamma is before the Ran brought down the Shkon Aruch. It sounds like Mok Matzerf, you can, it cannot only Mok Matzerf, not the Chadchilo. Not the Chadchilo, still Mok Matzerf, the Ran, on Shabbos. I said Mok Matzerf, I can say B'diyevet. It sounds like he, if the Yavik was Simcha the Ran, we'll give him some more. But the way of Mishmur, he's not bringing down the Ran over here. He's telling you what to do Alok Lamaisa. It sounds like what when discussing what to go do, he does not seem to bring out this Ran. Happy Chol. The Chanish, when he says over, he says it, and the Mishmur did not say it. That means the Chanish saying even Lachatchilo, Mishmur saying only Mok Matzerich.
By where?
By Daita Lachs and the Safsal. He said it did not bring down the Shayat Sin, it said to be Machmer, and the Bialocha is said to be Machmer. He goes further, in which case? Akalponim. Right, that means he says the Safsal certainly can be Sansarich. Our Kaka, he says, not that simple. And the Shayat Sin, he says, he doesn't argue. The Shayat Sin, the Gondon says, that means again, Safsu says yes, and Kaka he doesn't want to. So it's got to know.
Why Kaka is supposed
to be a Kosher lifts up negative steam and Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't want, again, the Bialocha is not, again, he ends with Bialocha, I'll be Mekel on Safsu. He does not tell you to be Mekel on Kaka. He said there is a Swarov theory, he is a Swarov, but he's not being Mekel. Now, in the case over here of Oyd B'yodoi, so first, what defines Oyd B'yodoi? To have be physically in the ear, or it can be just holding in your hand, Oyd B'yodoi, holding in your hand over here. So Moshe has a tshuva, Bavaydan, Islam and Gimel, then Islam and Ches, and he points out in Chazal, the Loshon of Aniach, Loshon of Amido. He says the Loshon of Aniach means you can put it down, but you're still holding it in your hand. That's the Nichol to get it of Laniach, that's not placing it down. Aniach means to leaving go, let go. The fact that you did not let go, you're still holding it, the garments on the ground, that's nichol get of Oyd B'yodoi, he wants to medak that way in the Rambam that way. And the side over here is, what's his side? Because I'm holding it and showing a plan to put it back. I'm not forced to put it back, but the fact I'm holding it, the garments fully on the table, I'm holding it, I'm showing a plan to put it back over here. Therefore, Torah Shabbos goes this way, Shmuel goes this way, Mizrael Obach goes this way, and as long as you're holding it, that's enough. Atzad Hasheni, they point out when Moshe says that's Pshat the Rambam in Yad, we read the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos over in Perek Gimel. He writes Mishira Ba'avir. He writes has to be in the air. The Meiri writes has to be also holding in the air over here. Makar Chaim, 400 years ago, the Chabas Yer, it means down hat cannot be in the karka, it has to be holding in the air. Mamshik and Truvel, the Shoal says this to him, he greets the Shoal, and therefore there's a Chaim and a Fal, and the Chesish, or there's a Taino, has to be Mamish in the air. Now, Atash, Shlishi, and Revi, I'm not sure the next two Malachim are disagreeing with the idea of air or defining the definition of air. That means it could be the three Malach, could be four Malachim, could be the next two are defining this Malach. There's a question where, let's say I have it on a stender, touching a stender, but it's hanging halfway off. I'm holding it. When I let go, what's going to happen? It's going to fall down to the ground. Those who want to come along a tango, that's avada nechon negeda biyodoy. It needs to be over here. I can't leave go over here. Therefore, it says in Demetzino instead of Nemetzal, that's nechon negeda of oida biyodoy. Again, I'm not sure that's different category of in the air, but that's they mean that's called the air. Outside of V, numerous form go. In the case of here, I have it on the table, and I pick it up. I let go and fall down the table. Nothing will happen. But still, it's holding in my hand. Coming over here, the Ashur, and the Chesker Roth, and the Chodesh Shani, and the Rosh Shabbos, and the Karp, and they want Tana, that's Nechle Ged of Oide B'Yodai. You're holding it in the air, atop of the table, you let go and fall down on the table. Now, in the fall down on the floor and crash, and fall.
Without
on the table. Again, there are four cases. But most cases, on the table, fully you're holding it. That's enough. Those will go with it. They don't kind of, it sounds like holding the ear, fully in the air. Those in the stand, off the stender, it's on the stender, leaning the stender, but you're holding it off the stender halfway, let go or crash. And those in the stand, it's on the table, holding in the ear. That's also called nichol get of ear.
That's achim machmeh. The last one is more machmeh than everyone else.
Yeah, okay. And illegal. Now again, you can argue, is this the going with the Mi'iri and the Pirish Mishnayis, or not going with the Mi'iri Pirish Mishnayis? Yish lo zanah, how to understand it? Less or more, depends on how you look at things. No. One is off, and one is on. Now, what? No, fully holding your hand? No, it has to be touching the ground. I don't ask you fully holding around the doctor. No, I'll ask that. Now, take it a step further. This is the ghetto, it's biyodoy on a karko. In the case of a sasal, coming with swarm one taino, in this situation, when you're holding it, maybe over here, there'll be the whole Rambam is Dafkar Karko. But let's not be Machman in the case of a Safsal. And therefore, those will either want Mitzdaf to give Safsal. Either one time, what's the whole Lumbus of Safsal? The Lumbus of Safsal is no man's land. So when I'm holding it, it shows I'm putting it back. So holding it, maybe Avada Evan agrees to go, it works. Without the idea of Seer, some of the Lumbus should be Safsal, the Meister works from holding it without being in the case of the Avir. And therefore, as far as I see, numerous from say, on the case of a safsal or mito, holding it like a moisha, mamash fully down, maisha woodwork, the betzino, the bnei moisha, rafal, and others that come and say, holding it like maisha physically does work. A gam will be after says, no. Once you give me machma, it's machma across the board, even in my case of a safsal. Now, we're discussing a case you have to hold it. Now, let's say a person who takes off the chulant from the blech, wants to hold it, takes the lid off. One hand is holding the pot, other hand is holding over the lid. How's he take? So what do? So you put it down halfway, let's say, off, and you still have the lid in your hand. So you put the lid down. So if someone else didn't help you, fine, but usually you're trying to hide from the wife, and you put it down over here. Fine, so you, late at night, 2 in the morning, you want to take some cholent. So you put the lid down. Now what do you do with the lid? Your wife catches no lid in the morning, you're in real trouble. So what are you going to do now? So come on the Svarm, Shlomo Zalman, and Amchayim, and the Berakhot says this way, the lid is associated to the pot. That means the lid is part and parcel of the pot. You got to put the lid down, it doesn't make a difference. You can put the lid down as much as you want, look at the pot still in the air, each one on his own shito, you put it back, then you put the lid back on top, because everyone knows the lid is going attached to the pot, it's not physically there, a vadi can't put it back, it's hainu echad with the pot over here.
What's the problem? You can put it in the lid.
You gotta cover it.
The chazor, if you put it down,
the cover,
you want to put the cover back.
What's the problem with the cover?
There is a side thing that the Moshe will be asking, a side thing you have to get to Shnichas, and the moisture on top of the pot is the bayam sazugya bishul. That's a side question.
What's the problem?
It's, if it cools down, you put it down for 20 seconds, cools down very quickly, you buy yam sazugya, maybe official. That's a good question, not
out of
control.
Why don't
you
take a pot that comes from a pot that boils?
What?
Shiva Tila.
Why did I open my pants?
I've seen it in
the stove. That's the silly hand. Could you put it down? Is it a separate entry?
I have an open part of my stove. Can I cover it?
He said, I'll take Gossi now.
What do you say?
I should be chas. He said, end of the Sunni chas.
Forget it.
Now, the Maisa comes out. Now, we're saying over here that, again, we have three levels. You have something called Karko, something called Safsal, something called Biotoy. Three different levels over here. Locha of Karko will come to be Machmer, the case of Safsal, the Tzir of Daitalachs, of Locha Matzorich, can be Makel, and Biyodah and Maisa, that's the Ikil Lachachilu, what to go do. Now, to define what that means over here, this Mana Chazal, put in the Karko, you put it away. That's what you did. That's you finished putting the Karko. When you were not sure what to go do with it, you might put it back, might not put it back, put in the Safsal, the case of the meat over here. What about this Mana Zeh? How do you look at certain cases? That makes an example. First, take the pot off and put it on the Shayish. There's a shayish today, definitely get of karko, it's physically attached. It's on the karko, right? Get of aloha of karko here. But no, it's definitely get of mito. I don't know. What exactly is it, a shayish? They started arguing the point. Now, we put on the shayish. What does that mean? Does that mean, pasha means two options. Sometimes when you finish, you put on the counter. Sometimes when you put it back, you put it on the counter. So who you can argue the point to say the idea of your counter is like the case of a safsal. And then mokumat safsal, mokumat tzarech, that to last is enough. Case of a karko, mokumat tzarech, which was not, doesn't want to be made cold here. So the question, what exactly is a counter? So among the swarm, machlokes among the gdol akhorim, like 10 verse 10 over here, or actually 10 verse 12 over here. So those might still be mach b'dechel gedem karko, b'chesitzchok, or tzirin, or vozer, or nemetzal. Might say it's karko, you finish with it, you put it on the counter. That's what you go do with it. Therefore, even medaita laser, meiser, which would not want to make a mokum atzarech. Al shadah shani, those who want to disagree, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashub, Rav Zolbo, Rav Shoni, Shmei Shabbos, meiser, when you plan to put it back, where do you put it? On the counter. Therefore, it's nechon together of safsal. Therefore, mokum atzarech, medaita laser, the meiser, you can't put it back over here. It's the case that we have to look at the counter. Take it a step further. All right, we'll get to mamish, mamish, gewaldik, gewaldik, shalom. Mamish, we'll get to each case over here. Gewaldik. So now, what about case of next case? Putting on the table. How does that do you look upon that? Come on, with Shmuel, he might say he wants to be makel by the case of Shayish. He said by a table. Might say no, put the table. They plan to put it back. Therefore, avad nichon together of karko your table. The besinu of nemetzal. Others say the ma'aser put on the table. Avad not putting it there to leave it there. You plan to move it from there. Plan to move it from there nichon together of safsal. Again, said a Moshe, a Mishlo Mizalman, but a Mizil of Yashu, nothing get of Safsal. You plan to put it back. Okay, he has the option of putting it back over here.
What?
Could be, depends if your wife's around for Shabbos. Not, wife, not around for Shabbos, could be the Bokhazir is different. Kenzine, could be you take the situation into account. Bokhazir, you know, that's really, it's the only Kenzine. To get to the case of a refrigerator, you put it there, that makes all this from, say, a Gam Stak Karko. Even the small refrigerator, that Avad has a clump of karko. No one puts it in the refrigerator, plan to put it back. Yeah, the Ashur Shimer for the Shani, others say, Avad nechon get of karko. The get to karko itself is manazah. My father is asking a bomb in Shnailo. Karko is manachazah when you finish it, you put on the karko. Today, unless you the Bokh is zero, when you finish with it, you did not put on the karko. You put on the karko, you mean you plan to move it. That portion didn't plan to move it. What's the loch in that case? So, Rabbi Forrest says, he asked a question to Amosho. And he said, "Over up his floor, it should be nichol together of safsal." And Moshe said, "He agrees. It's not nichol together of karko. You plan to put it back over here." Of Scheinberg and Nevetzal. Now, who in the world puts in the karko? Why does it happen for him? So Berkowitz said, "Very simple. Person will get to the case over here where his black or the fuse blue. Other guy has the fire went out. He wants to bring it to the neighbor. So person went to the neighbor, put the pop down, knocked on the door, and says, can I put it on your thing?' And he's like, oh, it's on the karko now." So you put on the Daita Lakhzer, 100% Daita Lakhzer. You put on the karko over here. What's halacha today? Is that nechon together of karko? Do you have the heter of Bokhmat Tzarech of Safsal? Oh, no, you don't have the heter. So the Berkowitz, no one today puts it on the floor. It's the Vata nechon together of Safsal. Bokhmat Tzarech can be Mekel. Asana Sheni, Esam Shalom Zalman. and they'll be asking when a falcon, others want to know. Why is Chazal say karko? Who chlor has a koyich over here to make the get to the sugi of karko over here? Chazal say it. Whatever Chazal say, follow the get of Chazal. And therefore, Nichol the get of karko over here. Therefore, to come between Machmer. What about to have died to Lazar? Similar cases from this class. Let's say a person has four burners. He has one fire going. He moves one burner to another burner. Is that Nichol the get of I'm finishing this karko? Or is that a case of shayish? Or safsu? How do you look upon it? So the Minan Gliash Nichol Gedder Safu. Okay, we can argue the point. So you get someone puts on the windowsill. What exactly is that? The Rosh Hashanah wants to say Nichol Gedder Safu. You can even argue the point. Take a step further. Person, wife puts in the husband's plate. The husband's holding it. Still be yodoy. What is that plate called? Is that karka? It's not physically karka. He's holding it. Can he put it back? It can't be too much time. Take back. So they discussed, if it's still on the spoon, why not buy a chazara? You know, you took it out, you're trying to give somebody, and still left in the spoon, put it back inside. Then they say, no, that's a matter associated with the pot, it's not a problem. But the husband says he gave me too much, because that's what women seem to go do, they always do that way. So you want to put it back. So Api Svarashibai, the chor, she gave it to you to be finished with it, not to put back. And usually she's a balabas, so we actually see Nechle get of karko. It comes down physically in the karko. Therefore, the Yisrael Shalom Zalman and the Chodeshani, they want to tie Nechle get of karko. Tashani of Yashu says, the Mai says, not a karka, Nichol Gedev Safel, you can't put it back. Maybe you can argue the point of Nichol Gedev, Mechadish, Nichol Gedev Safel, Chiddish. Fine, so we have to debate cases over here, how to apply it. I think most of the cases came out really Mavucha, except in the case of a refrigerator, that about Nichol Gedev Karka. And again, the Nafkamina is, what do a local Maiso? The Karka, according to Mishabrua, he says, the Nam Bissam local, you can't be Mesav, maybe the Ran Sheet over here, the Gedev Safel, Mokamatsur, it can't be Mekul Bedaital Officer.
Have
holding
on top of the
combined. The fourth call.
But combined is closed and you push on the shish.
You could do a lot of things. And how big your shoulders are. The fourth call is idea of Daita Lachser. Do we have this call? So again, the Rambam does not bring it down, the Mechaber does not bring it down, and does not need the call of Daita Lachser. That means the Sfarim don't have it. Mashenki and Amor does bring down the cloud of Daita Lachser. Therefore, it comes down from Mishibura. It discusses what's the loch of the Mokum HaTzarech. Again, whether it's Mishibura or the Bealoch or the Shaarat Ziyan. He says over here, the Mokum HaTzarech, the Maestro not to Daita Lachser. Here you have the Mechaber. Here you have Rav Tudoi. Here you have the Rambam. The Maestro can be Mekel. That means it comes down from the Mishibura. Just to be clear, when you're missing one or the other, one time he wants to be Mekel, one time only B'tzir if he wants to be Mekel. That means when the case will be of Karko and Daita Lazar, Maisa, he does not want to be Mekel. Even though you have a Keta Daita Lazar. But Sir Safsal, that's a Mokhmet Tzor, it can be Mekel. But for Karat, you have no Daita Lazar. But you have the case of Yodoy, then he said Mokhmet Tzor, it can be Mekel. Why? Because then you have the Rambam. That means he's not one with Sarf, Numus Shushain will Mekel one or the other. He only wants to go when you have the Mechab and the Rambam. And then it can make a Mokhmat Sarach. You don't have the Ram Shita, you cannot be, he does not want to say you can make a Mokhmat Sarach. Now, the very important question, what exactly is the lumpness over here of the idea of Daita Lachser? There's a Bialoch over here, the beats out of Kiveger, discussing, Kiveger is actually brought down a certain Tfosim of Shulchan Aruch, not an old Tfosim, discussing a case when somebody else goes over to your pot and takes it off the fire. And then puts it somewhere. So either two cases, either he puts it on the ground, or he's still holding in the hand. The question we hear is he has no title locker. Took the pot off, did not plan to put it back. When he puts it down on the ground, comes the Mishtabura, Apidim Kiveger, says even though there's a color, a person cannot ask the Dovish in the Shaloi, but here since he did a Maisa, he put it down on the ground, the Maisa is Iker, the color, a person cannot ask the Dovish in the Shaloi, and therefore you cannot do an act of Chazara. There's no title locker. And Nechal Karko cannot put it back. However, it says, Kiveger, let's say he's holding in your hand, and over here has no Daita Lachzer. So, since you have a pool you took over Maisa, and you need a Machshavo of no Daita Lachzer, said Tesis and Yavomis, since you need the idea of Machshavo, a person Machshavo cannot ask for something that's not his. Then, Tesis wants to be Mekel, Mash Enkin said, Kiveger, I'll be the Rash, come on, not the way that a Machshavo together, Maisa, come on to be Machmer. That means that's what Bialoch ends off. When the situation over here is, when you take it off, you did a pula, be also in the machshava. Halachim among Rishonim, Tosfos versus Rash, is that enough to be oiker and ask for something that's not yours? Atkan, kiregel to be halacha. Building upon this, coming back and discuss a very important story in Daita Latzer. What's the lumdus of Daita Latzer? Is the lumdus over here, you need a positive das to put it back? You need Daita Latzer? Or you need fakert, a negative das, I'm not putting it back. And if I don't have the negative das over here, then halacha is nechel neklom, Daita Latzer. I mean, basically, something that's parv. What's the love of something parv? Do you need Daita Latzer? Then it be mamshik we have before and dechel kolay chazara. Well, no, I need to be oiker the pool before and I need ain daita lachzer. It sounds like from Kiveger, he's saying what happened? The person took it off. Did he have daita lachzer? He didn't have it. He didn't have daita. He didn't have ain daita lachzer. Except his machshav doesn't count. But if you need daita lachzer, where's the daita lachzer? Elamai, they point out from Kiveger, the sign over here is you need ain daita lachzer. You need to be knock away the idea of chazaro, but I don't plan to put it back. That's the shiloh, Tosfos and the Rash. Does the guy's das work to ask when there's a mice over here? But I need an ain daita lachzer. That means something that's parvo. The lach will be, the side will be. That'll be not nechalik, the chazaron of the idea of chazaro. That's from Kiveger. Kamlun, the Abiezri, Rav Shach, and the Rash wants to go this way, and he disagrees. He says, I'll bring your wife to Hokus Tzitzis. The idea of getting a Tzitzis is that a person has a talus. Everyone knows you go to the bathroom, take it off, you put it back on without making a bracha. Why you took it off? You had a das to put it back on afterwards? Your das. But let's say you wouldn't get a talus, and you walk, and your talus gets caught somewhere, and falls to the floor, and you had no das at all to take it off. Look, you put it back on, you have to make a bracha. As I brought down the Chayodom, Mishibur, or Chasulkan, the mice, you have to make another bracha. So see the fact that a parv das, the lack of dietary lavzer, das, the lack of putting your tzitzit back on, is a ma'akim in your das over here. And therefore, what's the time against the Kiveger, the fact that you do not have das, the person to put it back on, the person that akha took it off, is a ma'akim in the person das, and therefore, nichon negeta of a chasar in chazar over here. That's all B'yashu Paskins. Agav, you get the sugyo tzitzis, you can argue the point of the dimin sugyo tzitzis. We look over there, come on Peski Chuv, as it says, Puk Chazi Maida Amid Abar, I don't pass like this Mishnah Berurah. We pass when the talus falls off, what does the Olam do? The Olam does not make a bracha. And Besim, that's way the Masham already, and the Kavachayim, and Shlomo Zalman, Peski Boishim, and the Shmir Shabbos over here, because down that way, and the Abiyah Oimer, and what? We do not, right, the Olam does not call like Mishnah Berurah, and Rechav Kiviyevki says that way, Professor Fragman says that way, the Peski Boishim do not go like this Mishnah Berurah. That means the Madam in the Sugya with Sitzis, Pukhazi Mayan Dam and Bado, and does not go this way.
Isn't it because
they're Chalik
Mishabur
that they're Hatterin Abba and Sitzis? I said, Mechal two Sugyas. I said two things. Number one, Mechal two Sugyas. Void, you want Madam the two, the Oyun does not do that way. Fine. We did not go, yeah, we did not, it falls off, the Mayan Dam does not go like this Mishabur. My father said we don't make a bracha. My father, again, I still listen, I think 10 people over here, that with my father, it was not going to be like this, which is the Chayat of Lord. My father comes out again, what not to be this, what did he say over here by Daita Lachzer? Do you need something that's positive to put it back, or do you need the idea of any Daita Lachzer to act the Sigil Chazor over here? Go through different cases farming down. Any good Lamdim over here, Kimachalkin cases. I'll be very clear. I'm saying a bunch of cases that could be and should be dependent upon this Chakiro. But any Lamanu will argue the point, and they can argue with each other about this question. First case, let's say your pot fell off. Fell on the floor. Maisa, you have no das lachzer. What's the loch in that case? So, Shlomo Zalman, we got to say for Taina, Lam Shem Kivegel, put it back over here. The Svo White say it's worse over here. It says, number one, Machmas Liashu, Chutzbizeh, Seven Sabo Chochmor, and says, Chodeshani, Maisa's on the Karko. A Karko. You have a problem over here. There's a mice over here. The Kiveg agrees when there's a mice, there's a bay over here. Now, as your mice writes this case, the acid over here. But more of a common case, well, sometimes it happens, your wife tells you, no, you have two pots on the bluff over here. The wife tells you to go bring the soup Friday night. And some guys, a little bit, don't know what goes on in the kitchen, and they come and he brings the cholent. Bring the pot over here, they open up, and the cholent's inside. Some little pots over here. A guy knows the difference. Maisa, the soup pot and the cholent pot over here. So, what was his das? His das was to bring the soup. His das is not to take the tshulin pot off. So the question is this mamshim kiveger? And therefore, we can take the tshulin and put it back.
With the masa?
Yeah. On the table. It's all right. The table is different. Get a sasal. Welcome to the put it back. Don't close those tables. Different. Get a sasal. So come along, Shlomo Zalman says, this is a kiveger. Then dying fish, Shabbos, 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 this is definitely get a kiveger. Now, I'll give you 2 points. Number one, you say, Abiezi, Yoshach, Liash, the Meister, Akim Kiveger. Or number two, it says, Yadas was not to return this. Except you know what this is. You took this off, and Yadas is not to return this. Except you thought this was a soup, but that's what it's showing. So for this reason, Kamal Chodeshani says, even put him Kiveger, let's be mocked for this situation over here. We made a mistake. Well, let's disagree. Take a more of a common case. My father said, what's the law? My father said, say the Harav. Mishnah Mavis, Knei Lecha Chava, you buy a Chava, a Rav, you just have to make. What? Ulay? Again, but maybe we don't need Daiklach, so again, you have to get involved, you need a Mokum. No. Again, get involved with the question over here, again. I'm first saying under what category it's under. Then you're fine. Then you apply with whatever club you want. Who's she going with? Make it even more common case. The person, Maisa, he has his block going, and he has fire going, and his hot plate going. And then in his house, the fuse blew. Whether it's in the mountains or in Yerushalayim, right, certain places that seem to have the tendency, certain areas that the chashmal goes. And usually it seems to be just your house, not the whole town shkuna. And the question over here is, what to go to? Can a person take it and bring it to his neighbor? Come to the Moshe, and they point out, this mamish sounds like Kiveger. Right? You didn't have a das lavzer, you didn't have das not to be chaser. It's left over there. So come to the Moshe, and Shlomo Zalman says, it's powerful over here. So you want to pick it up and go bring it to your neighbor. Maisa, another kiva achas, even the other kiva is hanu, the first kiva, which will go down the mountain, maisa is not be a problem. But maisa, go return it. But most of our maisa say, no problem, go bring it to your neighbor. Those who maisa, the Shmir Shabbos, but some others want to disagree. They want taina, the maisa is over here. There's no das put anywhere. You didn't do any pool over here to help it out. The maisa won't be machmer. Now, there are those who go in between. The Ashram Chachani says, really depends. If the kiva is still hot, then you have no baya. Otherwise, you have baya. Definitely get a Canaan's cargo. You cool down. You lost weight. It's fine. Chazar over here. So the little one, whether it's still hot, the kiro.
That's
the cargo. It has a get a Canaan's cargo. I said, the maisa, this hot plate, the maisa, it's off. It's off right now. It's off. It has a Canaan's get a cargo. Once it's off, so ulai. They seem to put in the category of cargo. Take another case. Situation where you have your chashma blue, and your pot cooled down, and you did not move it, you left where it is, and then they fixed the chashmal. Now let's say the goyim fixed the chashmal, and let's say nobody of Mishalakim, and Maisa Shabbos. The local man is, can you eat the chulon now? Because a pula of chazara happened by itself without you doing anything. Is it nechon the chumru of the chazanish, that's saying a chazara happened on Shabbos over here? But no, you did everything you're supposed to go do, and this is more, not nechon the sister. So again, it's a shalom here. Those of Maisa want to be Mekel, of the Ashim, comes to Lochas. They want Titus Nichol and get up happening by itself. No, the Nochso died to Lachzor, went back and forth. Others want Titus and Hashem, depends if the food is still hot. And Orcha Shabbat says, Pat Pon Machlaikis. Kivagar, not Kivagar. I said, look upon things over here. Right. So again, my father keeps saying, and I listen to my father very well, he tells me, I say, look around. Now, he did say it depends who the Rav is, and make sure you get the correct Rav, and the Rav. That's it. He saw the Chabur that way. That was the first thing my the Helik is Helik is Zot. Now, Mamash Hashalah happened last week. A person, he forgot to light his fire underneath the black, or he actually forgot to put it on his hot plate. Now, the question over here is, the food is still hot, and he wants to move it to a block by his neighbor, or block him inside his house. Here, the Maisa, it's a little bit worse. Because before Shabbos, the Maisa was never even had the fire over here. Had to look upon that. Is it Chazara? Because Chazara means to return it. There's no returning over here. It never was there. It never was on an Eish. Those who want to know, it was never there. So the dying fish over here, and of Halbushtam, and of Liashim, and of Bozer, and of Karp, and Watayna, there's no Chazara over here. It never was there. Atzad Hasheni, Shlom Zalman is a couple of letters tomorrow Shabbos. Nice at the end of the day, you plan to, that was your das to. This is a place that could be cooking. Gam there was no fire, and therefore he wants Taina, and the Kabbalah loves one Taina, and the Chilin Geder of Chazar over here. There must not be a problem.
It's hot from somewhere.
Yeah, from somewhere else, but you put it there, you want plan to leave it here. You didn't plan to move it from this place. So maybe the Chilin Geder, this is his place, you never put a fire there. You put it off the fire, and put it on a hot plate. Now what's the loch when they never kept the fire before Shabbos? That certain chazar amamish. One last case of the gate out situation, everyone says, let's say you have the thermos and then you want to put it inside your food, then about that nechal together of nechal karka, then about the one that I have to set over here. The last call you gave to us is the fifth call, mavush called tzarkoi. Now first, if we trace it slowly in Daf Amavav, he says, what's mavush called tzarkoi? It's the words of Michael ben Desoy. The Ban, the Rashi, they say Michael ben Desoy. The Beker will get to the Aloha and Simon Shin Yeches and Sivdalin. The Be Aloha over there will be done on Machlik Simon Vishayim. What is considered fully cooked? Is it Michael ben Desoy or is it Mavosh called Tzarkoi? The Aloha will see clearly of the Repasal of Chumro, and therefore the words that are more by us is Mavosh called Tzarkoi. And no, it's not enough to be Michael ben Desoy. The Gates of Sigur Chazar and Paskin Mavosh called Tzarkoi. Not only that, come on the Be Aloha over there and Shin Yeches Sivdalin said, let's say Mesopik. Still, you have your machman against the Sugim Chazara. That means we have the fifth club of Vushkol Tzarkai fully, and even by stopping the Maish Yabi Machmer. Which leads to the question of whether Oyim discusses the Gaita bones. That means people have Shulant, their bones inside the Shulant, and the Gdolim, Baruch Shem, they wrote one to another, Shlom Zaman, they wrote to Moshe, Moshe went back to Shlom Zaman, back and forth. The Gdolim all wrote Shuas one to another, discussing what's the loch in the Gaita to your Shulant that's bones inside over here. Can you put it back? Because when the bones, by tomorrow, they get more cooked, and they're more ready to be eaten over here. Now, if you read the Tshuvas, they're very clear that they're coming from different societies, and they seem to have different etiquettes on how exactly to go eat things and what to go eat. I mean, certain people could understand, you put chicken bones inside. Others say, well, you put meat bones. Others say, you eat chicken bones. Like, fine, they get involved, who's doing these things? And they seem to have an argument on the etiquette. That's one serious issue they seem to have. And then they try to understand what exactly is happening practically aloch l'maisel. Now, just say b'kisser, as far as I see, the least seven mahalka among the pleiskim is b'aneinu, what to go do in the gate of bones. Just say over the shitas, each one will see where they're coming from. This one mahalach, how Moshe Aaron Freund, the head of the Badats, Dan Fisher afterwards took over the Badats. You took the children Friday night. Can you put the children back Friday night? Chazara. Why? Because in the children there are bones over there. Now, everyone knows bones, the more you cook them, the softer they get. Now, there can be meat bones inside, there can be chicken bones inside. There can be more right to be eaten the next day. Is there a problem putting back, taking children for a night, and then the Bayam Sala Sugim Chazaro, to be on a cloud of a bush called Tzarkoi? Even in the case of a Sovereign coupling to be Machmer. So again, the Rafroin Zatzal and Dain Fisher, they come along, they want Taino, it's always mutter. The way they seem to say it over, the gear to the food is a bush called Tzarkoi. Therefore, the bones, a god might be mistaken for yofaloi. The maisa, since the maisa, the food is nichol in the category of fully cooked. Therefore, when the bones are in that category, nichol again as when it's partial, the god will get cooked even more here. Therefore, the taina again after the metzias, the taina always mutter. Atzad Hasheni, who took over the medatz afterwards of Strombach, and the Shmir Shabbos and Chosay say it's always also over here. The maisa, it's only not mavush called tzarkai, gets cooked more and more. Now if Michael Benesoy and Rosh called Tarpe can eat it now Friday night, the bones, but everyone, not everyone, people seem to understand they get softer and better to be eaten, they're together, of being Michael Benesoy and Rosh called Tarpe, and therefore it's always ulcer. I said, Ashlishi, Ravozna, Azachuma, Michele Gimel, and my father's rabbi, Asenach Harab, the Chem Shloimo, the Tenker Rav, he comes and has a chuba about it, said it really depends upon the person. The person that eats bones will have this issue. The person does not eat bones, one other issue. Now you could get involved in whose house it's in. Let's say the kid's house, the father's house, mother cooks, the father cooks. It's an interesting question. It goes after the person over here. Al-Khad Ravi, my father's other Rebbe, comes over Moshe, says, you go after the city. He says, even if you yourself do eat it, the city does not eat it. He says, what are you? Butler Daitai. We look after the eds and the food over here. He says, America, bones, who eats them, Maisa, go after the city. If you tell me I saw they eat it that way, Echnami, go after whatever, go after the city over here. The person, you don't look upon him. Al-Khad Khamishi, comes over Moshe, is writing to Moshe, and says, you look at two things. Number one, the person, and number two, the city. If the person himself eats them, you have to be machmer. The person himself does not eat them, but the city eats them, mice have to be machmer. It does say, but in the case of a sulfic, by the city can be mekel, not by the case of a person. Atzala shishi. But those who come along and say, depend upon the person, and depend upon it, ruiv b'nei adam. That means, come along with the Shani, he says, if a person to eat them, be machmer, they go after ruiv b'nei adam. Let's say the city, I'm not sure what ruiv b'nei adam over here means. Does that mean the world over here? Atzala chamishi. Come along with the Ashim, it says, the Maisa to be Machmor less than Michael Ben Desai. Come along with Karp, Michael Ben Desai. Why Michael Ben Desai? The Chudam even started the Shito, or Taisha, who just started off with saying, but what's the Michael Ben Desai, and Nichol get him a Vushko Tzarkin? The Maisa can be Michael. So come down, we have numerous options what to negate this at some ways. And again, as the profound words that my father says, very simple. I'll say the Chorav. But Bez Hashem, next time we still left over the sixth cloud of the locha cannot be toichay only al gabo when you get our ovens over here. Also, we're not discuss the sugya of pinam and mechel and mecham. Also, like to focus on the sugya of practically how to add water to your children to get to your kettle over here. Slavo.